Nolte, Lisa Page's Disastrously Dishonest Daily Beast Interview. By John Nolte on December 2, 2019. The far-left Daily Beast interviewed Lisa Page, the disgraced former FBI agent who conspired about the insurance policy to stop President Trump should he win the presidency. As we all now know, the insurance policy is the deep state coup that drove the Russia collusion hoax and is now driving the Ukraine hoax. As you might expect, the Daily Beast's Molly Jong Fast did not exactly cover herself in journalistic glory with this interview. What you have here is stenography, or the disgraceful act of a purported news outlet turning itself completely over to Page, allowing her to say whatever she likes without challenge, without being asked even a single tough question or to clarify countless contradictions. At this point, though, the establishment media shamelessly acting as a mouthpiece for the Democrat Party and deep state is no longer news, it's just the way it is. Fire me up a flare when the media actually challenge these coup plotters, that would be news. The good news, though, is that Page uses the Daily Beast's rope to hang herself. Rather than help herself, she comes off as bitter, deeply dishonest, and rabidly partisan. So here are all the ways in which she once again exposed herself as an un-American traitor to democracy, a liar, and a partisan who should not have been allowed in the lobby of the FBI, much less the upper echelon. Page claims her notorious texts were taken out of context, but Page whines about her texts with her married lover, fired FBI agent Peter Strzok, being selectively released in a deliberate and malicious way to make her look bad. And of course, you know, those texts were selected for their political impact, Page crybabies. They lack a lot of context. Many of them aren't even about him or me. We're not given an opportunity to provide any context. Okay. I hear you, sweetheart, but why, then, aren't you calling for the public release of all your texts? If someone was leaking selective stuff from me to make me look bad, I'd be screaming from the rooftops for everything to be released. Why doesn't Page call for a full release? And why didn't the Daily Beast ask if she wants the full context released? What about the second phone, Cupcake? Since Page is all hot for America to see the full context of her texts, we now know Strzok used a second phone to text Page. For whatever demented reason, Robert Mueller's office deleted those text messages from Strzok's phone before turning it over to the Department of Justice Office of the Inspector General. But Page might still have those texts, and we sure would like to see the full context. You still haven't explained the insurance policy. Why won't you tell us what exactly was like an insurance policy? Why didn't the Daily Beast press her on that? I think we all know the answer, Democrats sure got it good. What about altering the transcripts of Michael Flynn's FBI interview? Less than 6 weeks ago, lawyers for Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, appeared to have filed a motion alleging Page substantially altered the report, the 302, of Flynn's FBI interview. That evidence, Flynn's legal team alleges, includes an apparent admission by former FBI lawyer Lisa Page, who resigned after being discovered having an affair with agent Peter Strzok, with whom she shared anti-Trump texts, that she had edited the 302, something that she allegedly told FBI investigators she did not recall, the filing states. The edits, the filing alleges, were substantive. They included a claim that Flynn said he did not discuss any sanctions with the Russian ambassador. Flynn's lawyers allege he merely told the FBI he did not recall, and that the claim he said otherwise was added only after a transcript of his discussion with the ambassador had been leaked to the media. Page doesn't even bother to deny this, and, of course, the left-wing Daily Beast didn't ask because it's hard to talk when you're kissing that sweet, sweet deep state ass. If Lisa Page is willing to lie about the little things, part 1. Page told the Daily Beast she is speaking out now because the Inspector General is only days away from dropping his report about the FBI's misbehavior regarding the Russian collusion hoax. And Page knows she had better get in front of it because it will only further destroy her sorry reputation. Oh, wait. She didn't say that at all. Page laughably claims she is only speaking out now because of Trump's truly reprehensible, degrading stunt at his rally, in which he used her name to simulate an orgasm. Yeah, right. If Lisa Page is willing to lie about the little things, part 2. As if we cannot watch the video for ourselves, Page claims Trump used her name to simulate an orgasm. Here's the video. So if Paige is willing to openly lie about something so easily verified, about little things, imagine the lies she's willing to tell about things that really matter to her, like that insurance policy. Why did Robert Mueller fire you? Over and over and over again in this pathetic interview, Paige claims her seething hatred for Trump, something that consumed her throughout the 2016 election, had no effect whatsoever on her ability to do her job. She also claims that these thousands of texts in no way violated FBI policy. Okay, then. Why did Robert Mueller fire her from his Russia investigation? If her behavior was so hunky-dory, why isn't she suing Mueller for wrongful termination? The Daily Beast informs us, Paige felt abandoned by the FBI and justice because of the release of the messages and because the Bureau issued no statement defending her and Strzok. So let me get this straight. You use government property paid for by U.S. taxpayers to cover up your extramarital affair. You scheme about an insurance policy to take down the President of the United States, and you want the FBI to defend you? This woman's sense of entitlement is only outweighed by her toxic narcissism. Lisa Paige won't apologize for threatening national security. Normally, I try not to be judgmental when it comes to personal moral failings. Heaven knows I am far from perfect, and we don't know what was going on in those two marriages at the time. But Strzok and Paige having an extramarital affair is not like Eddie Fisher leaving Debbie Reynolds for Elizabeth Taylor, is not like your neighbor diddling your other neighbor. If you're in the FBI, especially among the elite, as Strzok and Paige were, and you're having an affair you want hidden from your respective spouses, you are begging to be blackmailed, you are leaving yourself wide open to being compromised. And for reasons no need explain, that makes you a serious threat to national security. What I do know is that my text messages will reveal that I had previously had an affair. I'm overwhelmed by dread and embarrassment at the prospect that OIG investigators, Andy, and my colleagues, now know or could learn about this deeply personal secret, she says. And that's the whole point. Anyone with access to classified information with that kind of secret is a prime target for blackmail. It's indefensible. Lisa Paige lies about Hillary Clinton email investigation. Speaking of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's secret email server, Paige laughably says, James Comey was very clear he wanted this completed as soon as humanly possible and outside of the political environment. If Comey wanted the investigation done outside of the political environment, why wasn't it handled like any other case? Why wasn't the field office that had the jurisdiction handling it? What I mean is, why was the director of the FBI personally overseeing it in Washington, D.C., which is unheard of? According to FBI policy, this should have been a New York case, that's where Hillary's secret server was found. But Comey wanted to handle it himself, and there's no way to explain that other than to look at the partisan politics involved. Why did Comey write a letter exonerating Hillary before the investigation was complete? Why were so many in Hillary's circle given immunity? Why were crazed partisans like Paige and Strzok allowed anywhere near this investigation? Lisa Paige lies about there being no case against Hillary, Part 1. What do you know? Suddenly it's legal to send documents marked classified through your own secret email server, the one you have hidden in your bathroom. Who knew? Lisa Paige lies about there being no case against Hillary, Part 2. Suddenly it's legal to wipe your secret server clean and use bleach bit to clean out the devices you haven't destroyed with a hammer after you have been subpoenaed to turn them over. Who knew? Dash. Lisa Paige's Exhibit A that proves the entire system needs to be flushed down the toilet. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.